We start today with law enforcement victories across San Diego County, beginning with a sophisticated auto theft operation that sheriff's deputies have successfully dismantled. This wasn't your typical car theft ring, Sarah.
No, Marcus. This was highly organized. We're talking about at least 12 newer model Jeeps stolen since August 2025. And here's the key detail. These vehicles were being quickly transported across the border into Mexico, where thieves were altering VINs and reselling them. It's a pattern we've seen before along the U.S.-Mexico corridor, but the scale and organization of this particular ring stands out.
The takedown itself was dramatic. Deputies had to pursue suspects in what they described as a violent freeway chase before making multiple arrests. This echoes San Diego County's long history with Jeep-specific theft rings operating in this border region. There's something about Jeeps that makes them particularly attractive to these cross-border operations.
That's right. And it speaks to the broader challenge of border security and organized crime that law enforcement faces here. But this successful bust shows that coordinated efforts can break up these networks. Now, shifting to another major crime story that's been developing, we've got an update on a 216-year prison sentence handed down in a Harbison Canyon murder case.
This case out of East County involved what prosecutors described as escalating violence that culminated in a 2023 killing. A San Diego County jury heard evidence about how forensic analysis and witness accounts tied the convicted individual to the victim's death and burial in a shallow grave. The 216-year sentence reflects the severity of the crime and the strength of the evidence presented.
And speaking of major law enforcement operations, federal agents have shut down what they're calling a sophisticated drug tunnel, 1,900 feet long, connecting Tijuana to a fake Buy Four Less storefront in Otay Mesa. Marcus, this tunnel was equipped with a hydraulic lift, electricity, and ventilation systems. It's the first major tunnel discovery of this type since 2022.
The sophistication is remarkable, Sarah. Authorities seized more than a ton of cocaine, and multiple suspects on both the San Diego and Mexican sides have been charged. This underscores how these criminal networks invest significant resources in infrastructure, treating smuggling operations like legitimate businesses with engineering and logistics.
What's particularly noteworthy is the fake storefront aspect. They weren't just digging a tunnel. They created an entire front operation to conceal it. It shows the level of planning and investment these organizations put into their operations, and why federal agencies need equally sophisticated responses.
These three cases, the Jeep theft ring, the Harbison Canyon murder conviction, and the Otay Mesa tunnel, they paint a picture of the range of criminal activity that law enforcement deals with in San Diego County. From organized auto theft, to violent crime, to international drug trafficking, it's a reminder of the complex security challenges facing this region.
And the successful outcomes in all three cases demonstrate that when agencies coordinate effectively, they can make significant impacts on public safety. Coming up, we'll look at how local government is responding to these challenges with budget decisions and policy changes.